Hi everybody and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your weight loss coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you absolutely want to be. Today I want to talk about not trying to please everybody. Don't become a people pleaser. I've been in relationships business-wise and personal where the person has wanted to be a people pleaser and it just doesn't work. You cannot please everyone. It's as simple as that. I have a scenario right now where with a business colleague of mine, we're rolling out this amazing program for people to help generate referrals for each other, grow businesses between each other. And it's been something we've been working on for a while. It requires a lot of coordination with people providing information, meetings, etc. Like it's quite detailed. However, even though we've had an absolutely phenomenal response from people in terms of the value that it brings to them and the work that we're doing to help them grow their business, there's at this point just one person that is not happy about what we're doing, and it's like, do you know what? That's coming from a small purpose. A small-minded person in thinking that what we're doing is, I don't know exactly what they're thinking. It's just small-minded thinking, not looking at the bigger picture to see how this can help everybody, including them as a whole. But that's okay. Everybody thinks differently. And people make different decisions in their lives because of what's going on for them, their values, their belief systems, etc., etc. But here's the thing. I like to live by a certain code, as we all do, our own codes. And mine is always to do the right thing by people, treat other people the way that I would want to be treated. And in this particular instance, I would say, well, the proof is in the numbers. Like, everybody is behind this, apart from this one person. So what's the issue? You know, where's the problem? Because there isn't one. Everybody says, wow, this is a great idea. Thanks for all the work that you're putting in. This is awesome. You're always adding so much value, et cetera, et cetera. And that has been the overwhelming response from everyone to date. Now, will that continue to be? Well, I don't know. But the proof is in the numbers that we've already got. And so I think that is something to keep in mind. If you are doing things the right way, you're doing what you believe is right, doing what is, you know, it's not hurting anybody. Instead, it's doing the opposite. It's growing, it's nurturing, it's, adding value to people. Then how can there be any bad in it? If it's not immoral, it's not illegal, you know, it's none of those things. So I'm really excited about this. And it kind of inspired me today to record this, because if you go around trying to please everybody, you're kind of not going to end up getting to implement anything, because not everybody will be pleased with the services that I provide. I don't have every person on the planet as a client. Why? Because there are other ways to do it and there are other ways to get results, and some people may like my personality and other people may not like my personality, like my coaching style, etc. The way that I like to do things, that appeals to some people, doesn't appeal to other people. That's okay. That's why we have like 7 billion people on the planet and why there are multiple different ways and opportunities in which that you can transact, excuse me, and deal with people in the world. So don't try and please everybody. What you have to do is focus on your niche, focus on the way that you do things in the way that you do them, making sure that you're having a look at what your competitors are doing, having that reality check perhaps. This is why, excuse me for blowing my nose, I've got a bit of a head cold. This is why I have coaches to bounce ideas off them, having solid friends and so forth, where I can say, I just want to check in with you. You know, I've done this. What's your read on this? And sometimes I get it wrong. And that's why I have coaches, because if I knew all the answers, I would probably be much further along than I am in terms of achieving my particular goals. But I'm focused on doing the right thing. I'm focused on constantly adding value, always adding value, not excluding people, adding value, keeping on building those relationships, and overall, everybody will absolutely benefit. So don't be a people pleaser. Doesn't work. It's short-term thinking, and for me, I'm in the long-term game for this in terms of relationships, in terms of adding value for people, so that people see me as a valuable resource. And I guess sometimes when you get that feedback saying that, well, yes, this is exactly what you are, then you know you're on the right path. You know you're doing the right thing. It's just that sometimes people see things, they're looking at you, what you're doing. Maybe there's some jealousy, maybe there's some envy, maybe there's something that they just don't align with the way that you're thinking, and that's okay. That's just their stuff, it's nothing to do with you, it's just their stuff. And you move on, you keep building, you keep growing, you keep adding value, and you keep moving on. I think it comes to this in your personal relationships as well. If you are always just trying to please your partner and you're always a yes person, then that doesn't provide you the environment in which you have the opportunity to grow. Because in order to grow, there needs to be some resistance. There needs to be some challenge and some good, healthy challenge, not just disagreement for the sake of disagreeing. But when you have to push against the resistance like a muscle, then what happens? It grows, especially when it happens consistently over time. So it's okay to challenge. Don't just say yes to avoid a discussion, a difficult discussion, some potential conflict. No one particularly likes conflict. And so people say and don't say certain things so that they don't get into those situations. I decided to take the more difficult position in this case and say, do you know what? This is adding so much value to people. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it anyway. And so in my mind, it doesn't particularly bother me that not everybody is going to absolutely love it. But so far they are, apart from one person. And that's life. We just move on. We do what's right and we move on. And don't lose sleep over what's going on for that other person. That's just their stuff. So don't be a people pleaser. Keep moving forward. Stay focused. Keep progressing. One foot after the other. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep growing. Keep progressing. Because that's what life's all about. If you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation. Let's make the rest of this year, we hit spring here in Australia tomorrow, 1st of September 2022. Let's make the rest of this year, the last 3 months of the year, our best yet and finish the year strongly. See you tomorrow.